T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I do remember that. All right, we're back. Jeffrey will be back tomorrow. But I am Kevin Cerrito, filling in for Jeffrey, as I have been for the past few days. A busy show so far today. But it is a Monday, right? That's what this says. Yeah, it's a Monday. And usually on this program, our next guest joins us for the entire show. He is part of the regular company. So please join me in welcoming to the program Coach Norton Hurd the Fourth. Coach. Coach, where are you? What's going on today?
I'm here. Hi. I'm just basically doing father's duties today, Kevin and George. My daughters are kind of going to go to this private school this year, so we just got out of testing and all of that type of stuff and, making sure we get put in the right spot. So that's kind of what I'm on today. I've been on father duties this morning.
As a father, will you be buying your daughter the new Ja Morant shoes that come out tomorrow? For back to school, right?
Yeah, if she wants them, she really don't wear a lot of, like, hoop shoes yet. She's more of a girly girls, so we do a lot of dealers have a lot of good girls shoes, like Kurt Geigner's, if y'all are familiar with that on the girl side, and Steve Madden's. She'll wear like some Nike Dunks, so if she want them, we'll love to support Jai, and of course I could probably make a call to a couple of Nike people, but she don't wear a lot of basketball shoes at the current time. She's only 9 years old.
So are you going to be getting them? Have you been wearing some Jaws? The Jaws, the light show colors shoe, the Jaw 3 launches tomorrow. It's a big deal.
Super big deal. No, I'm for sure going to get some. Yeah, I have the EYBL Jaws that they gave us back in May when we played that you peel off sticker and all that. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to get some. A couple people in my circle, I already have some, but I definitely, plan on getting some before the week out or month out or whatever.
It might be my favorite, one of the Joss shoes. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I like it. You got it ordered online. You can get it tomorrow, 9 a.m., until this style of this version of the shoe, limited availability. So you got to get the other colors. So but that's not the only basketball fashion news this week I got to ask you about, Coach Hurd. We got the Grizzlies returning to their old original Memphis jerseys, those black jerseys. They wore them for a second before, but they have according to all reports, the Grizzlies will wear their classic Memphis throwback, the original, the black Memphis with the teal and the red on the side, those jerseys. You like those?
Yeah, I love those. And I just think just for the fans and just for the feel, a lot of times when you just do something different and go back a few years, whether it's just 5 or whether it's 20, I think it just bring out some type of pride from the past to collab with the future. So, yeah, I love those. I think it's going to be a fresh start for Memphis. I think it's real fresh and clean. And so, yeah, I enjoy those, Kevin.
You think they'll like those jerseys out in Germany?
I'm still getting my mind wrapped around that, but probably that we're not going to be on MLK. It kind of takes me a little longer sometime to get my mind around stuff that either I don't understand or I don't like, right? And so it takes some time But globally, I think that's good for the Grizzlies. From what I have seen, Kevin, and, you know, a lot of times I come, you know, from my side, then I know all my writer friends, and then I just, you know, barbershop friends, and I'm in the basketball business. I know from just hearing fans, they thought that that was a really that was something big, almost like for MLK and that game. And, you know, just the things the team do here, them days outside of basketball, and they go and do other things to represent MLK. Although people love that trip they're going on, so it feels like a lot of people not willing to sacrifice that game if they had a say-so.
Okay, well, what about you? What if you had a say-so? So we haven't talked to you on this program since the news broke last week. Of course, the Grizzlies will not have an MLK Day game at this upcoming season as they take a trip across the pond. They'll be playing in Europe and Germany and in London in that same week, meaning they won't be playing on the Martin Luther King holiday, and they definitely will not even be in Memphis for that. That's I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think it's the right I don't think the benefits of going over there outweigh the negatives of losing this game, especially at this point in the city where, you know, it hasn't been easy, Coach, right? Like, this stuff has been closing in Memphis. Things have been leaving in Memphis. And like, the city pride is, you know, we're on the ropes a little bit. Like, and now you're going to take away one of the days in which we celebrate Dr. King, but and all come together to do that. Like, yes, the day is still there. But the gathering place inside FedEx Forum, right? The town hall, if you will, of the community. I don't like it. I don't think that's worth it. I don't think missing the Bane game is like, yes, it's not as important, but that is a sellout. That's two sellouts the Grizzlies are going to miss to go overseas and pick up a couple of more fans. I feel like I know there's different people have different thoughts on it. I feel like we're getting treated. The Grizzlies are getting treated. Memphis getting treated like the Jacksonville Jags. I feel like that's, you know, you're the least important team to us. See you later.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Kevin. I don't fully like it. Like you say, with anything in life, do the pros outweigh the cons? I think that's just – I think the commissioner got to take a step back and understand how much, you know, MLK Day means in the South, how much it means in Memphis with it happening here, how much even those guys might be in the NBA and they didn't saw the world. A lot of the business team, they go over to the Civil Rights Museum, you know, that weekend they're here. And even Grizzlies do so much. So, yeah, I hate we are missing that because I think that was big. I think families, they don't even get to go much. They go on that weekend because everybody out of school on Monday. Selfishly for me, you know, I didn't told Jeffrey and Jason and John and George, I'm not a big downtown guy, right? I do a lot of my work in Eden and everything in Cordova, Germantown and Varley. But when I do go to games outside of, if I have to go or I'm meeting college coach or I'm meeting NBA reps, I was like that the game be like at 2 o'clock too, Kevin, selfishly, you know what I mean? I don't like going downtown at night either, right? So that's a game that I always look forward to going to too, because it's like more, right? My daughter,
matinee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's out of school. It's still the daytime. I can get from downtown in a reasonable time and you know.
It feels special. It feels special, and you're saying it's convenient. Everybody's off work. You can't really, you know, that's, I'm with you on that. It's frustrating. You say you don't go downtown that much. But there's a lot of conversation with the Redbirds news last week. You see the Redbirds are getting a lot of money. They're getting like $55 million. Or at least they're planning on getting that much money. We'll see. But about being part of a mixed-use project downtown, what do you think about the area surrounding FedEx Forum? I brought this up a lot here over the past few weeks on this station. It seems like since the Forum opened in 2005, we haven't really built anything directly next to FedEx Forum. It's nothing but vacant, empty lots surrounding the Forum and blocks away from the Forum. If anything, we've torn down more stuff and not put anything in its place since the Forum opened. When the Forum opened, the Westin opened, the Gibson Guitar, which is now FedEx, all opened there right next to it. But nothing else is really opened directly next to it. Do you think building something new there would help enhance that and get you to go downtown more?
It would definitely enhance it. it's not going to make me go downtown more. I'm a kind of a guy that kind of know what he like at this point. Oh, and because I live across town too, right? And I like conveniency too, right? Like the private school my daughter is picking is closer to the house too. So, but I think we need that. Now, I will say this. It is something they have built downtown and midtown because I have plenty of friends who either hang out a lot downtown or live downtown. So it is a lot of new lounges, restaurants, and some exciting stuff they're trying to do. So it's just for me, I just, you know, especially at nighttime, especially you're talking about, you know, outside of the game, I just, you know, I like to go, I guess this might show my age too, Kevin, I'm getting older, but I like to go in places where I can just, like, park in the parking lot and walk in. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a lot of Memphians are like that. I mean, you're not alone on that. you want it to be convenient. You want it to be convenient. So we need more parking garages around the building. George, you were going after me for saying more parking garages downtown, but I feel like we need some more close to FedEx Forum. But you want to get out and walk to where you want to go. You don't want to have to worry. I mean, that's a frustration. I mean, of going, you know, if you go downtown, you're going to have to find a place to park, and you're probably going to have to pay for it. So you have to do more work to park, and then you have to give them money for it, right? So it's like, it's harder to do, and you have to pay for it. So that is definitely a frustration. But that's with any city, if you're going downtown, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, that's any city. So that might even just be showing a sign of laziness sometimes, right? Because in this city, really a study showed that people who live downtown in every city actually are more vibrant people because you're walking to more places and you're doing more things and everything from that. But no,
you ain't walking down Germantown Parkway?
No, I ain't walking down Poplar or
Germantown. You say you're out there in Cordova, so you're walking. You drive to the mall and walk around Wolf Chase? What you do? Where are you getting your steps in?
Yeah, I mean, I just go to the gym all the time. You know, I'm in the gym.
Yeah, I know. You're in the gym all the time. Yeah.
Or I go to LA Fitness or Crunch now.
Is LA Fitness turned into Crunch?
No, LA Fitness had changed to Esporta for a minute, but it went back. No, Crunch is like this new.
I've seen it.
Yeah, new, but it's new in Memphis. So I think they've probably been around a year. It's one on Poplar and White Station, which is an area I am in a lot, and there's one out here on Germantown Parkway and Dexter. It got a good vibe to it.
Now, I like the crunch. I like the crunch with the crunch berries. The one with the crunch berries.
For sure.
The crunch Captain Crunch berries.
No, what? Them the legendary ones, the yellow box.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, you see where they're putting the In-N-Out Burger? That's got to be exciting for you, because since you're hanging out there, they're putting it right there next to Poplar 240 over there.
That's where that's going.
Yeah, it's going right next kind of where Corky's is, on Poplar. That seems like your area, your part of town.
Yeah, well, that's another area I'm in. I kind of like to eat in that area. It's got some good food there, of course. You know, Rue Chris and Belly Acres. You know, it's just the businesses I do. Roots meetings. Great. Most people be on, you know, Poplar and 64 in Germany. You know, there's a lot of restaurants outside of downtown. But I have seen.
Well, what would get you to go downtown more? What do you? What's it like? Easier parking is on your list. It's just interesting because a lot of Memphians, right? They don't want to go to the Redbirds games because they're downtown. And it's not a safety issue. It's just like you don't want to have to. You need better public transportation. Would that be where you don't have to drive? You don't have to worry about you need more parking spaces, or do you need more unique things that you can only do downtown?
So if I was to go downtown, and I think we got enough transportation. I mean, you can Uber. It will make it a lot easier.
There you go.
Get out right and Uber or Lyft or whatever. It's different.
That's a long commute if you're coming from out in the Dover. You know. Or that'd be tough for somebody. That's a lot of money.
I'm like over here, like in Germantown. But what I do sometimes, Kevin, and I'm giving my secret away, although I stay out in Germantown now.
Well, we got secrets coming up. We got to say, this is a big deal. Pay attention, turn it up. We're going to get some tips, some insider tips from the coach.
Everybody knows, so I'm a proud Mitchell graduate, proud Walker Home guy, South Memphis guy. So, but I, you know, been out here for a while. So what I do, I would drive to my mother's house and walk around stuff, and that's not number about 10 or so minutes from downtown. Then I would get an Uber from there.
Meet up.
Downtown. Yeah, I wouldn't go all the way from out here, right? So, you know, the only time I catch a long Uber from out here is if I'm going to the airport, right? And then I I'm flying out for a few days, so it doesn't matter. So yeah, I usually just go to my mother. But it is people, I think, that Uber from even Collierville, everywhere. And when you say crime, I'm not studying the crime as much, Kevin, but I will say this. People that's into crime, right, let's just say, you know, we live in wherever we live in, right, it's a lot of great things in Memphis, so I don't hop on crime much, right, even though that is a problem. We have a lot of great things in Memphis. I do think a day like MLK Day, you know, you got certain criminals or certain people that beef with people that they do take off on holidays, right? Everybody's not as savage as the ones who they don't care if it's Christmas. Or, you know, some people like, let's relax, let's barbecue, it's a holiday. So, and then that game be like at 2:30 and 1:30, right? And it's not like a night thing. And even the last time I checked when I read and look at statistics, that crime and violent crimes are done more at night than in the daytime. I don't know if y'all ever looked at that.
And it's
up,
and right? it's all down in Memphis, but like we can't avoid the perception, right? That's the biggest thing. So we can look at the stats and all that. There is perception. Some people don't want to go downtown for those reasons. You more so, it's just like you don't want to have to find a parking space, which is the thing that other people say, right? There's a lot happening downtown, including a lot of trivia and bingo. You should go to CerritoEntertainment.com. But we're down at Flyway Brewing. We're at the Huey's downtown, Ghost River Brewing downtown, MFS Brewing downtown. Lots of cool breweries down there. Laughlin Yard, great place to hang out before or after a game down there. So, Herd, let's try to switch talk a little actual basketball something here for a second, because the NCAA tournament is not going to expand for the upcoming season. I don't know if you saw this. It's breaking news this afternoon. The tournament will remain at the Field of 68. So John Martin's podcast will not be rebranding just yet, as we have 72. But they made sure to point out that they're possibly going to recommend expanding to 72 or 76 teams. Are you happy with this decision, or is it just delaying the inevitable?
I'd say both. I think either way I'm fine. I think with so much money right now, the world is it has to have a balance with how to continue to make more money and keep it competitive. So I think at some point they will go up. But I'm happy with the 6-8. I think 6-8 is fine. I think it's exciting. And when they go up, like, I remember hearing 76 or something, I was cool with that. But then when that heard 96, somebody said, I'm like, ooh, that's like all the power. I mean, that's like 90% of all Power Fives will get in at that point, right? So I'm like, I don't know how much that would take away from the regular season. But yeah, I'm fine with the 6-8.
Do you think it's better for the Tigers if it's a bigger tournament field, or does it matter?
I think it always will help everybody the bigger it is. Yeah, I think that would
help more chances to get in.
Yeah, you have more chances to get in. Although they ain't quote unquote in a Power Five, I still think like if you going to 70 and 80 and 90 at that point, you got to at least take two out of the ACC and AAC and some of the
American. It's the American. Are you talking about the American, or are you talking about the ACC? We're no longer getting confused with all these. Are you talking about? That's called the American Conference. Is that what you're referencing, or the ACC?
I forgot they did change that. Yeah, the American Conference. So do they call it TAC now?
I don't think we figured out what the shorthand is. George, what do we got here?
We haven't. That's good, though. TAC. I like that.
You like the TAC?
It's better than
the TAC?
It's better than calling it just the A.
Well, they're going to call it the A. I mean, we call Memphis the M now. When's the A? I think that sounds like the A sounds like something they would say on TikTok or something, right?
The A would make me think we're talking about going to somebody's city or neighborhood than a basketball conference.
True. I'm trying to think of, like, trying to find something that sticks with the acronyms. Think about SEC, right. ACC. I mean, Big 12, Big 10, those are, you know,
TAC?
Short. Exactly.
The Big A? I don't know. The Big A?
Maybe.
Big A? TAC makes me think. I immediately think of TLC. I was just like,
oh yeah,
it just sounds like TLC.
That's true.
We can get them to perform the championship game. But so the tournament, they're not doing it now. They'll probably expand it. I mean, I don't know. Do you think like the negative feedback prevented them from doing it now, and then they're just going to let it die down and announce it at some other point? One thing that we've talked about with Jeffrey is quite often, like, we don't know how they're going to do it day of the week wise, schedule wise. And so the more time they have to figure that out, maybe they can perfect it, because they were able to figure out the first four works out great. But if you're adding more teams and it's just the first, is it going to be the first eight? First, what is it going to be? They're doubling the first four to add to make it 72. Is that what they're going to do? And do you just have more play-in games?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what is the number, though, because I didn't hear different numbers.
Well, the latest quote said it's going to be 72 or 76 when they do expand, or at least from the quote from the NCAA. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're only doing four more, that ain't even
that ain't bad
to talk about. Yeah, that, I mean, that's just,
I think we can agree.
People saving their jobs or whatever. It's in now. It's not. And it's not in the NIT, so that ain't much. I saw one time.
It will kill the NIT, though, right? Like, the NIT, what is going to, is it going to kill? I guess the NIT is going to survive for sure, but if they want to make it even less relevant, like, the more teams you add to this, the less you're going to have in the NIT. Not that anybody cares.
Yeah, the NIT, I think, will still do fine unless they go up to, like, 80, because it's at least, you know, it's close to 100 good schools, mid and high major in the country.
Okay.
And then there's a third lead I don't follow much, like the C something. It's under the
CIT. What is it? The other tournament, the CIA. No, the CIA. That's a Steve
CIA,
Cohen's doing something with them now.
The CIA is the government, right?
What is the other tournament? You're right. There was enough teams for them to create a whole nother tournament that nobody cared about, that beyond the NIT, because you do care about the NIT when your team's in it. It's fun. I mean, like, quite frankly, we know this, right, Coach? Like, I mean, when the Tigers were in the NIT in this millennium, you know, under Calipari or whoever, it was fun, right? You had teams that you get to play home games, right? That's, which is something always lacking from March Madness. As great of a postseason that March Madness is, there are no home games ever for teams, but there are in the NIT. So I give the NIT that.
Yeah, NIT do a good job with that, bringing a postseason to their home, and then the Final Four is in, like, New York, I think, usually. So they do a pretty good job of trying to keep that together. I think the last year or two have hurt it a little bit, because some, like, high-level teams who don't make the tournament have turned it down. So I think, like, North Carolina might have turned it down last year and the year before somebody else. But for the most part, a lot of people still be wanting to play ball.
All right, we're going to wrap things up with you. Heard, you got anything else you want to share? Any other thoughts here from the weekend? It's a very, very slow time of year for sports. We had to spend most of the show talking about SummerSlam. And but tomorrow, it is a big day tomorrow. I mean, we've got to, I think it's Paul's. I know, you know, you're a Memphian, and it's always, these moments are amazing. The fact that the Grizzlies currently have, I just pause and say, the Grizzlies have a player who has his own shoe, right? And the newest version comes out tomorrow, and it looks cool. And, wait, how much is the price? I'm trying to buy me one right now. I know it's, the price is higher than that thing said it was going to be. I don't know. How much am I going to spend for this shoe?
Or, if I got to get it.
What? There is a big A on these shoes, so maybe it's for the American Athletic Conference. The Ja 3 has the giant A on the side.
If you can get it, which again, these are not just on the regular Nike app. These are a limited drop, retail at $125.
Right. All these websites are saying I got to pay $169. I don't know what. They're already upselling this stuff.
Yeah, they are already upselling.
Don't think that's quite right.
I'm probably getting scammed. Hey, yeah. Foot Locker is where I need to go. Here we go.
Yeah, start with Foot Locker first, Kevin. Don't get into the other stuff. Hey, Kevin, them must be them already Foot Locker employees. They not already tacked on 50. They in the back, then already added they stuff to the online. Yeah, because they're starting at 120.
Because it should not be out yet. Yeah, I'll be careful. But the Ja 3's, the light show edition, coming out tomorrow. Heard, thanks for taking some time on this back-to-school week. Are you going to the golf tournament?
What day is that again?
It's this week.
Hey, listen, guys, I don't control
That's
my
not the, the question.
I have so much going on with sports. I literally have to look at my schedule and the kind of, I don't run my own life. I don't know if you know this, Kevin, because we pass by each other a lot, but George, Jeffrey, and Jason them know this. That's why I had to, we talked about, you know, I'm a single father too, so my daughter have a whole schedule. Like I have her to myself with her curriculum activities. And
kids getting free at the tournament.
At the golf tournament. You remember, I saw you at the wrestling match and you helped, thank you. It was me and my daughter. So what's the dates on this golf thing?
It starts on Thursday. That's not the question. The question is, what is the weather forecast? Can we maintain the current weather that we have had? This weekend's weather was amazing here in Memphis. Yeah. It would have been ideal for it to be this upcoming week. I think we're going to hit back up to the traditional Memphis August temps in time for the tee off of this tournament here.
No, I would love to come. I will support it. Kevin, I get with you guys, George. I like golf. I don't love it. So if it's like crazy hot or raining or something, it's not like football to me where I'm going to wait outside through some extreme weather. But if we have good weather, I'm all for it.
Is that the only sport you'd sit outside in bad weather for is football?
The only sport, because it's like basketball is inside, and that's my first sport.
Right.
Like, what else? I'm not finna do it for tennis. I'm not finna do it. Well, at the baseball games, I might do it. I never find my seat. I go to baseball games to eat. The atmosphere and the food and drinks are unbelievable at, like, the Major League Baseball games.
It is. We've got, like, highs in the 80s again for a few days, but we're back in time for the tournament, back at 94. It's a high later on this week. But you got to get out there. I think that, you know, it's once a year. It's a big event happening in Memphis. We'll talk more about it as the week goes on. Herd, thanks for taking some time for joining us, and good luck with everything you got going on.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin and George. Take care.
All right, that is Coach Herd on the show every single Monday. And we've just got a little bit of this program to go before Gabe Kuhn takes over. Herd coming in at 3:00. You know what that means? He disrupt even more of the show. This is a show we've taken, George. We've taken the Monday show, and we put it in a blender.
Flipped it on his head.
Yeah. Put it in a blender, mixed it all up, and dumped the congressman inside of it. And that's where we got. We got the show, your regular show. It's just a little out of order here today with Congressman Cohen. When we come back, we'll get into the list because we're going to talk about rain at a baseball game. Boy, was there ever some rain at a very important baseball game over the weekend. We'll talk about that. And are the Tigers ranked in the coaches poll? Or did they just receive some votes? Man, I hope they receive some votes. Oh, my goodness. The celebration I'm going to have if I find out they receive some votes. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company. Without Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Kevin Cerrito here, in for Jeffrey. George Ruggiero on the other side of the glass. Today's Monday show is all mixed up. It's a mixed up Monday. It's 3:30, and we're going to get into the list. Memphis Tigers. Well, I mean, I guess technically they didn't make the list. The preseason coaches poll is out. The Tigers received votes.
You were wrong for that.
According, well, am I? I mean, look.
You're not incorrect.
That is correct. The facts are incorrect.
You're factually correct. You were wrong for that.
Yeah, it's not right. The preseason coaches poll is out. George, do you have it pulled up? Do we have the love to know the full top 25? I do know Memphis Tigers are not in there.
Give me just 1 second.
The only school from a non-power conference that's in there. Surprise, surprise, it is Boise State, Memphis's Pac-12 rival.
Our coaches poll. This is via USA Today.
Yes.
Do you want to just like try and guess your way through this if you don't have the list? We can start at the top or the bottom, whichever one for you.
I'm not going to try to guess my way through.
Okay, let's start at the bottom.
It's
25.
It's still too pretty. But yeah, you just take me through it real fast. I want to see if I get it. Let's go through it real fast. So the coaches poll finally out, which means we're getting closer and closer, 1 month away from NFL football today.
And college football also coming up just behind that. Your coaches poll, your preseason coaches poll, top 25 from 25, of course. At 25, you have your G5 team there. You've got Boise State.
Right, let's go.
Texas Tech at 24. BYU coming in at 23. Iowa State at 22. Texas A&M at 21. Kansas State in there at 20. Indiana at 19. UT, our guys up there in Knoxville at 18.
The University of Tennessee, not Texas there, all right?
No. Well, we'll get there. We'll get to the other orange team. There's like four orange teams in here, which is weird, it feels like. Florida at 17. Southern Methodist SMU at 16. My Ole Miss Rebels coming in at 15. Feels a little high, but we'll work with it. Michigan at 14. Our boy CJ, his school right there. Your South Carolina Gamecocks at 13. Illinois at 12.
Wow.
Up there. You got Arizona State at 11. University of Miami, the U, at 10. LSU at 9. Alabama at 8. Oregon at 7. Clemson at 6. Notre Dame at 5. Georgia at 4. Penn State at 3. The Ohio State at 2. And last but certainly not least, Texas is your preseason number one ranked team.
All right, yeah.
I mean, the biggest thing with this is can we really push any of these teams out right now?
To put Memphis in?
Exactly.
Right. I agree with you. We can't under the way that Memphis is currently constructed. But obviously Boise State is prepared enough, and people believe in them enough, for this upcoming season to be at number 25, and that's the position that Memphis should be in. So the reason I think it's a story here is because Memphis football on Twitter or X, right? On X, they tweeted that Memphis starts out receiving votes in the preseason coaches poll. And so the question becomes, if you're at a school at Memphis, should you be bragging that you got votes in the coaches preseason poll? With USA Today, is that something to be proud of to the point where you list it as an accomplishment publicly, or is it you should be better than that at this point? You need to be better than that.
Should be better than that. I mean, they are one of the few schools last season that had both a top 25 football and basketball program. Here's my big question with it. Was it only a tweet with a graphic, or was it like a full-on like article on their website? That's where I'm going to check now.
There was a graphic involved, but sometimes
there's a Go Tigers Go link. There is a full-on article on their website about it.
Is there an article that says they received votes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, now I think that's too much.
That's too much. Like, act like you've been there before, and the Tigers have been there in the top 25 before.
Yeah, last year.
But will they be there this season? Right, they were just there very recently. But will they be there this season is the question. Like, in the future, like, can they make it into it? You know, they got Arkansas kind of early.
The Tigers, you know, will begin
in that one half of Simmons Bank Stadium that's operational.
Just outside the top 25, checking in at number 34.
34?
That's part of the article that's from Memphis themselves.
But, I mean, it's kind of absurd. This goes back to, Memphis, if there's anything right now with this conference realignment stuff, and we talked to Congressman Cohen about it a little bit earlier, everybody agrees that Memphis needs to be in a different conference. The question is, how do you go about doing it, and does results on the field matter? And I still believe results on the football field being the only one, it does matter. It helped Cincinnati get where they're going. I don't think if this is a shakeup today that Cincinnati would be doing anything, because they're just awful. They were screwed. They got screwed over around the time that they got their invitation to the Big 12. So I do think results of the football field matter, and I wonder, and I'm concerned about the current head of that team, Ryan Silverfield, being able to be that guy to get the Tigers where they need to be. Last year was a huge opportunity, which I speak of all the time. I think everyday Memphians don't realize the current new landscape, that Memphis has an easier path to the college football playoffs than Ole Miss. They have an easier path than any of their former conference friends like Cincinnati and Central Florida and all of those other guys. Memphis has an easier path to get to the college football playoffs at the current way that it's structured, and where they can get an invite. And last year, Boise got it. It was Memphis or Boise last year. Memphis did not get the job done to make it a debate where should it have been Boise, should have been Memphis. Boise probably would have been still picked over Memphis, quite frankly. But
I mean, they did also have a Heisman, you know, finalist.
Right, but that was last year.
That was last season, so absolutely.
Did you get reloaded and ready to go for this season? This is the next season. This, you know, $200 million that's floating around and ad money or whatever from our corporate partners at the University of Memphis, I wonder how much of that and how much of it can be invested in this era of NIL and the laws changing and rules changing on it every week. But
if any, I mean, it very well could be that those corporate sponsors put that money strictly towards, hey, we think we'll get a better return on our investment if the university is in a better conference, that type of thing.
Because I just go back to thinking, what can Memphis do right now, right? Didn't get the invite for the conference, so could you, you know, you take that money and try to buy your way into another conference that's not going to be around anymore, as the congressman said earlier. You go in the ACC, but the ACC is not going to be the ACC in a few years. I think it's pretty much everybody agrees with that idea at this point. Or you could spend it all on travel in the Pac-12, right? Or could you just stay put and invest it in your football team? But the question is, one thing you can't spend money on that the rules are not changing on right now, George, is how much you can pay your coach. And I'm not saying it's time to change coaches yet. I'm wondering if this current team was under different leadership, because it's a small opportunity. There's always these windows, and we don't know how long this window is going to be open for the non-power school to sneak into the playoffs. And I think Cobb pointed this out last week. I don't see a scenario where Memphis gets in and wins a game. It's going to be really hard to do that.
Absolutely.
But just getting there is something they can do, that I see a very logical path that Memphis, under the current budget and the current schedule, and that Memphis could do it, that Memphis could get in the college, and that would be such a huge achievement and put you on a huge stage. And maybe you, at the end of the day, you do compete. Probably not. You're probably getting blown out by Texas gets a bye, but you'll get blown out by somebody. But I do think Memphis can get there. And the fact that they haven't gotten there and they're not taking advantage of that opportunity, and here they are celebrating getting votes in the college, like, that is on a completely different like levels of expectations from me as a Memphian, as a graduate from that university. Like, my expectations is not get votes in the college. I want you to put together a team that's going to have a shot to get in the college football playoffs. Unfortunately, this team doesn't look like it does this year. Now, we could end up having a Heisman quality quarterback that we don't know about, right? But
We'll see. I mean, we all think AJ
Hill.
It could happen.
It doesn't look like it on August the 4th today that this Memphis team has a better of a shot as they did last year, right?
Exactly. And I think that's kind of where I was starting to lean with it is like, look, for this year and for this roster, I completely understand where, and this is always my
But that's the problem.
Issue.
This year, it should be better.
It should be.
Yeah.
But when you look at the losses, and I'm not talking, guys transferring out. This is not a transfer portal gripe issue. This is, hey, you just lost a four-year quarterback, a four-year starter, who has been, one of the best the university's had in Seth Hennigan, and some other skill position players, namely, I've heard Rock Taylor's name in the news. I guess he's doing great things with the Steelers training camp. So you haven't just lost guys to the transfer portal. If anything, Memphis has done a really good job bringing talent back in via the transfer portal. You just have a lot of veteran players and veteran leadership that seems very centric to success right now in college football that have essentially graduated and either gone to the draft, gone UDFA. Their time in college football is over. They didn't go to some other school to go play. They didn't have any more time. If it was going to be any time, I think last year was a prime opportunity for them to, at the very least, compete for the conference.
Do you think they didn't get there? You think with this tweet though from the University of Memphis football team?
It's a little goofy.
And put an article out that they received votes. It just. Like their expectations, that's what it is. Like, what are they expecting from this team? Do they not see this opportunity that lays before this Memphis football team? It's not only an opportunity to actually be successful football, but being successful could put that spotlight on you in the time of conference realignment. This Memphis team has got to be awesome. If they're going to the college football playoffs every year when the shakeup happens. You can't tell me that's not going to
be first in line.
That's going to be a factor. It's going to be a factor.
One thing that I think will be interesting.
But they can't even win the conference. Go ahead.
It's going to be what happens with the new Pac-12. Because you're going to have a collection of schools, namely former Mountain West schools, all in a conference together. Yeah. And a lot of them were already in the same conference. But then it's going to have a little bit of a kicker in basketball. You're going to have Gonzaga in there on top of the schools that are already over there. I'm really curious to see where that school fits in the power dynamic in terms of the on-field production, in terms of the winning and losing of games.
The Pac-12 is interesting because, we always say Memphis versus everybody. It's really Memphis versus the Pac-12 to get into this last playoff spot, right? It's Memphis versus the Pac-12.
Exactly.
Let's go to the Bristol Motor Speedway. All right, we mentioned it on Friday. ESPN was in the great state of Tennessee, barely, right? They were on the border there in Bristol for what was a very cool game set up by Major League Baseball, the first ever regular season MLB game to be played in the state of Tennessee. It was the Braves. They defeated the Cincinnati Reds on Sunday in a game that was originally scheduled for Saturday and a game that shattered Major League Baseball attendance record. There were 91,032 fans on hand for the delayed game on Saturday. Major League Baseball playing this game at the Bristol Motor Speedway. It looked cool, and ended up looking very wet. The heavens opened up. It poured down on Saturday, moving the game to Sunday. While there was over 91,000 in attendance there on the border of Tennessee and Virginia for this game on Saturday, they reported about a quarter maybe attended. Sundays, it looked very scattered. If you looked and it looked like a regular Major League Baseball regular season game.
Yeah.
When you looked at that crowd, but according to the Hall of Fame, it broke the 80. Say only five other games in Major League Baseball regular season history have had more than 80,000 people in attendance. That is a massive crowd. But not only was the rain a problem, which screwed it up. I hate it for baseball, right? They're trying to do something cool, their own version of like what's NHL when they play the outdoor
classic
game. Yeah. But, you college basketball played on a on a battleship, right? Didn't we see that? Like on an aircraft carrier, right? I want those. I want more where it's the unlockable video game level where you have to figure out a way to put in the code to get this. I want more games like this. I applaud Major League Baseball for doing, but man, was it a disaster. Historic as that day. People wanted to see it, obviously. They got 91,000 people there. It looked cool while it was going on, but they also ran out of food. I don't know how that happens, right?
That, to me, is a much bigger issue.
How did they run out of food? Doesn't that Speedway usually accommodate these large crowds?
I have no idea. I would assume that it's not the vendors, the typical vendors from
Simmons Bank where you're getting volunteers to work at certain things? You think they had totally different concessions?
I would think so. I mean, if it's a Major League Baseball event as opposed to a Bristol Motor Speedway event, you know what I mean? Like, it isn't
but
a race.
Somebody
that's
has
happening.
To own and operate that building. Like the
That's true.
You have still the same. If you're going to go to the Glorilla homecoming bash,
it's still
going to
be
FedEx
Forum.
It's the same food.
Yeah.
You still got Rendezvous on the club level.
Hmm.
I
have no idea.
But they ran out of food. You said that they were serving hot dogs without buns?
I was seeing pictures of foot-long hot dogs, just the dog, no bread. We had the classic regular just round yellow tortilla chips?
Yes.
For nacho, no cheese.
They just had the chips. You just got
the chips,
chips
no cheese.
Like the Brim's tortilla chips that you would get,
cheese. Not a drop. Not a single drop of cheese on those chips.
That's bananas. At least if that happened in Memphis, you just send them to Costco or Sam's and get those giant things of ponchos. Just bring some giant ponchos.
The 3-gallon jug of ponchos that you can get here.
Right. What it turned out to be a disaster. I feel bad for Major League Baseball. That was ESPN's visit. They're continuing their 50 states in 50 days. Do we know where they are today? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but... I mean, and this does bring us back here. You know what? Why couldn't they have just come for
the golf tournament?
For the golf.
Yeah, especially with we got the Fred Smith tribute happening this
exactly.
time.
Scotty is at least playing. We know Rory isn't.
It's not going to be raining, it doesn't look
it does
like.
Not
at least
look
not
like.
For much.
I think we're supposed to get most of that rain earlier on in the week, which we kind of need.
Right, absolutely. All right. That's it for the list. We'll get back and tell your story here on the other side. We got about 10 more minutes of Jeffrey Wright and company without Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome back. Wrapping up on this Monday here today. I do want to thank Coach Hurd for joining us and Jason Munns, as they always do on this day of the week here on Jeffrey Wright and company. And also big thanks to Congressman Steve Cohen for taking some time to join us. It is now time, though, to tell your story. And this is so much media here, George. Talk about, Luka has re-signed, right? So you see all the headlines everywhere. You've seen them. Luka, the headlines are Luka celebrates Lakers extension at Backstreet Boys concert. Like, this was a planned celebration for... did it just happen to fall on the same day as he signed? Or did he say did he send out invitations like, come to my contract signing celebration? Like the way the media always is like, hey, so-and-so celebrates. Like, I'm about to wrap up right now, George. A great, very successful, right? The most successful guest hosting stint in the history of 92.9 FM, right? I'm about to wrap it up.
Time.
But I'm going to go to Trader Joe's after. Does that mean and pick up some groceries? But am I celebrating because I'm doing the thing on the same day that I'm supposed I'm doing the same on the same day? Is that a celebration?
Trader Joe's is always a celebration. That place is great.
But I'm saying just because they're doing something on the same day they did something else doesn't necessarily make it a celebration, but I'd go to the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. Wouldn't you go see that?
Absolutely.
100%. We talked to Brad. That should be our celebration. Are they still playing?
Maybe not at the Sphere. that might have been a couple days ago.
Is it over? Purely, I don't know how many days.
Purely coincidence that they landed on the same day. It's part of the league calendar on when players are eligible for certain extensions.
Right. So
Purely coincidence. Thanks, guys.
It's been a lot of fun filling in here. So much fun. I'll be back in just 2 days, right? Jeffrey is back in the host chair tomorrow. Looking forward to getting his takes on everything that's happened here since he's been gone on his vacation. I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, I will see you around the territory.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.